Chapter 6. Therefore, needing the principles of the doctrine of Christ, let us go on.
Hey, friend. You're tuned into the Semi-Seminarian, our Sunday episodes we call Theology in Three Chords, where scripture and song meet somewhere between the altar and the jukebox, and grace ride shotgun in a rusted out truck full of memory. Maybe tonight you're driving home after a long shift, or you're up late wondering if your best years are behind you. Maybe someone said your name wrong today. Maybe someone didn't say your name at all. Maybe you've been the strong one for too long and no one's noticed the cracks. Either way, I'm glad you're here. This place is for you. Tonight's track is one of those rare birds, simple, quiet, and honest enough to heal you without asking for a single performance. It's called Dings, and it's by my friend and Oklahoma folk prophet, Mike McClure. Now, don't let the plainness fool you. This song carries more gospel than a tent revival on a hot August night. It's a testimony wrapped in melody. It is a beatitude sung in 4/4 time. In the heart of it, a line that will stay with you longer than the tune itself. I got a good old soul. It's just got a few dings. You know what? That is the kind of honesty I'd trust with my last prayer. I'll see you on the other side. So, as we're going to do, I'm going to begin with verse 1, one that I call the Annoying Blues. And Mike opens the song saying, "I am just a poor boy. I ain't got a dollar to my name." And that right there is an identity statement, not just economic, it's theological as well. That's Lazarus at the gate, a poor, sick beggar in one of Jesus' parables who was ignored by the rich and comforted by God. That's Job with a shaved head, the Old Testament sufferer who lost everything and still said, "The Lord gives and the Lord takes away." And that's Jesus in Philippians 2, emptying himself, laying down his divine privilege to walk among the broken, choosing humility and sacrifice over status and strength. He's claiming kinship with the Anoim. Let me tell you about them. The Anoim, that's Hebrew for the lowly, the humble, the ones this world forgot, but who God remembers first. They are the people without leverage, no platform, no security net, but they're also the ones who cling to God like it's their only lifeline. And the gospel twist is God says they inherit the kingdom. So if you've ever felt overlooked, out of place, or too poor in spirit to pray, you're exactly the kind of person God tends to lift up. But I have a love inside that won't lead to no blame. That's 1 Corinthians 13 with his boots on. Love keeps no record of wrongs. He doesn't carry condemnation, not for others, not for himself. That's what makes this soul rare. It's also what makes it good. Now, let me ask you something real. Have you ever been blamed for things you couldn't fix? Have you ever carried the weight of someone else's shame like it was stitched to your own skin? If so, this line, it's a liberation. It's permission to let go. He continues, "I know your wicked ways, because I have been down too." That's solidarity, not superiority. He's not coming from a pulpit. He's coming from the ditch right beside you. Paul says in Romans chapter 3, all have sinned, fallen short of the glory of God. He doesn't say I was better than you. He says I've been there. And if we're honest, it's the kind of preacher we all need. But you won't need to point your finger at me, because I won't point mine at you. Now, this line is Jesus all the way. woman caught in adultery, angry crowd ready, stones in hand. Jesus bends down and writes in the dirt, "Let the one without sin cast the first stone," and nobody throws a thing. Mike's just putting that moment to melody, four lines that tear down the whole scoreboard of shame. So here's a question for the road. Who have you been tempted to judge lately? What if they were just walking their own road, wounds and weight? Then we get to the chorus. Because it's the trials and tribulations and all the awkward situations that the living brings. That's the gospel in plain speech. The hard stuff is the holy stuff. Real growth doesn't happen at the altar call. It happens when your voice shakes and you still show up. Let's name it. It's the family fight at the holidays. It's the prayer that didn't get answered the way you hoped. The silence of a God who still loves you, even when you don't feel it. That's where grace grows. And it's the trying and believing that they'll be flying after grieving. It's not sentimental, it's resurrection theology. There's no rising without the ache. There's no Easter morning without Friday. If you're grieving today, grieving what was, what should have been, or what you used to be, just know the wings, they come later. And in the end, we all must go our own way. I've got a good old soul. It's just got a few dings. That line used to scare me, go our own way. It sounded lonely. But maybe it just means no one else can walk your road for you. And maybe the road itself is sacred. Not because it's smooth, but because grace keeps showing up all along the way. Your dings, they're not proof you failed. They're proof you've lived. Verse 3, the gold mine. And I have found that judgment, it does nothing, but it puts a weight on me. This is confession, plain and true. Judgment, whether it comes from others or from yourself, doesn't sanctify, it suffocates. Doesn't sharpen your conscience, it shackles your joy. Maybe you've been weighed down by someone else's expectation, someone else's churchified shame. Or maybe you've been the one holding the scales, waiting for someone to tip wrong. Either way, that weight, it's not yours to carry. Jesus said, "Come to me, all who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest." And I'd rather walk upon the water then go sinking like a stone into your sea. He's reaching for faith here, even shaky, barefooted faith. He'd rather risk trust than drown in someone else's bitterness. It's Peter stepping out of the boat, fixing his eyes on Jesus, not the waves. But it's also a quiet refusal to be pulled into someone else's undertow. And maybe you know what that feels like, choosing not to spiral, even when it would be easiest just to sink. So I'm trying to lighten up, yeah, and leave all that behind. This is repentance by way of release, not a guilt trip. It's a backpack drop. He's letting go, not of responsibility, but of resentment, of judgment, of everything that tries to keep him heavy when God wants to keep him light. Because I ain't found nothing worth much more to me than my own peace of mind. And friend, that's it. That's the altar of the song. Not success, not status, not being right. Peace. If you've ever traded your peace to keep the peace, if you've ever gone quiet to avoid conflict or loud to hide fear, this line's for you. Because you know what Mike teaches us? Peace of mind ain't cheap, but it is holy, and you need to guard it like a gospel treasure. So what do we do with a soul like that? We name it as blessed. And we don't send it down. We honor the wearer. Because maybe the soul with a few dings is the one that actually finally gets light enough to fly. And maybe the next time someone asks you how you're doing, you don't have to say fine. Maybe you can just say still good. Just a few dings. And maybe that's going to be enough. Maybe that's going to be enough for you to be able to breathe a little easier too. This song, friend, it is a psalm of second chances. It is a beatitude for the bruised. So if nobody said it lately, you know what? You're doing better than you think. You're not falling apart. You're just being reshaped. And you're not disqualified by your dings. You're testified by them. They mean you've been through it and still have love inside. So go on. Say grace. Guard your peace. Don't point fingers. And when the grief settles like the dust, remember there will still be flying. If you need a place to come back to, come here. Pull up a chair beside me and this old mic. We'll save you a spot every single week. You don't have to clean up to tune in. You just have to show up with your good old soul, dings and all. Because grace doesn't come to be polished. It comes to be real and freak. And you, friend, you're real. Hey, I'll see you next time. Until then, be blessed.
Chapter 6. Therefore, leaving the principles of the doctrine of Christ, let us go on.